go to our website, WUSB.FM. Lots of cool stuff there, including Concert Billboard. And don't forget, you can join us on December 10th for the WUSB Listener Staff Party at Bobby's. Call the studio, 631-632-6901, for more information. And thanks for listening to WUSB Stony Brook.
Where the time is 6:03, you are listening to WUSB Stony Brook. It's time once again for Off the Wall. Good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday night. And this week a little less disjointed, hopefully. We'll be taking phone calls again, and you'll be able to express your opinion in full. Well, as much in full as we can afford. Another abbreviated show. We do have a basketball game coming up at 6:45. But all is well. It'll go smoothly, and there won't be any stepping on other programs or anything like that, it's all going to go very... I'm putting the whammy on it, aren't I? Already something has broken here in the studio, which has really annoyed me. No end. But I'm trying to get by without it. Yeah, crucial bit of equipment. It's not the delay system. That still works from what I can glean. We need that to take phone calls. 631-632-9872 is our phone number. And we'll be talking about all sorts of issues of the day. And, boy, there are so many of them. Where do we start? You all saw what happened to the stock market yesterday. And I don't normally follow the stock market, but I got to say, I just love the institution. I really do. Because we've all known, haven't we all known that the economy has been in a tailspin for quite some time now? I remember we were talking about this months and months ago. It was only recently that the experts started to say, hey, you know, it's... has all the earmarks of a recession. The people, the common people in the street, people like you and me, were saying recession long before that. So then the real experts come out yesterday and they say, hey, the United States has been in a recession since December of last year. Newsflash. And what happens? The stock market reacts to that. It's like, oh my God, we're in a recession. Well then, we have to panic. And the stock market goes down nearly 700 points. I don't understand how it all works. I really don't. It makes no sense at all to me. But you need somebody to tell you that you're doing badly in order for you to do worse. You know, what would have happened if these experts had come out and said, oh, yeah, the economy's booming. Wait, what are you talking about? We're doing great, amazing. Then the stock market would have soared. And it's all smoke and mirrors. I really do not understand how this system ever makes it through a single day, let alone however long it's been going for. But boy, unreal. And they can always tell what the stock market is reacting to. You know, Barack Obama made this appointment today. Well, look, the stock market went down 10 points as a result. I mean, it's simply incredible. All I know is, I know virtually nothing about the stock market, and you know what? I don't want to know anything about it, because to be honest, it seems like a black hole for your brain. It really does. You spend all your time absorbed with making money and nothing else matters, and you just lose out on life. But the one thing I do know is that if everybody is selling, that's the time to buy, and if everybody's buying, it's probably the time to sell. All right? Just do the opposite of what the vast majority of people are doing, and you'll be fine. And the other thing, don't panic. Just be patient. Things always level out at some point. Just focus on the immediate. Get through that and be happy. All right. That's the stock tip for the day. Not a good week for Long Island. No, definitely not. Of course, we have the continued nonsense concerning the murder down in Patchogue only a couple of weeks ago of Marcelo Lucero. And the reaction since then has been shameful, absolutely shameful. And we're going to be discussing that a little bit more this week. But first, what happened in, where was this, Valley Stream? At Walmart, Black Friday? You heard about this? It made international news, so I imagine you probably did. In case you didn't, or in case you're listening in the future sometime and you have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm going to briefly read the story. A Walmart worker died after being trampled when hundreds of shoppers smashed through the doors of a Long Island store on Friday. The 34-year-old employee, who was a temporary maintenance worker, tried to hold back the unruly crowds just after the Valley Stream store opened at 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, this is what happened. Now, Black Friday, they call it Black Friday because supposedly that's when the numbers go into the black as opposed to being into the red. Yeah, it's all marketing and things like that. And what they do is I never could understand this. They have these cut-rate sales, and they open the doors of stores anywhere from midnight on Friday to the regular hours the next morning. But people actually camp out. They line up outside malls and shopping centers so that they can be the first people into the stores at the crack of dawn or before the crack of dawn, and supposedly take advantage of sales that only last a couple of hours, or while supplies last. Right away, there is just so much in that that repels me and keeps me away. I mean, I hate malls and shopping centers to start with. I try to keep away as much as I can. But that, you add to that, okay, waiting in line in the cold and dark with hundreds, maybe thousands of other people. And then, once you are finally let in, feeling like utter crap after going through all that, then you got to move quickly and compete with all these Neanderthals you've been like standing in line with for all this time. Yeah, you know, you don't have to be Einstein to realize that's a recipe for disaster. And certainly a recipe for unpleasantness. I'm actually surprised this kind of thing hasn't happened before, but what you basically had in Valley Stream was way too many people. Way too many people crowded in way too small a space. And you don't do that at concerts. You don't do that at ball games. So why do that in front of a store? Witnesses said the surging throngs of shoppers knocked the man down. He fell and was stepped on. And shoppers just continued to run over and around him. He was bum-rushed by 200 people, said Jimmy Overby, a co-worker. They took the doors off the hinges. He was trampled and killed in front of me. They took me down, too. I literally had to fight people off my back. 28-year-old pregnant woman was knocked to the floor during the mad rush. You know, what are you doing in a crazy situation like that? 28 years old and pregnant. Well, 28 years old, fine. But, you know, it's just the brains people have. I mean, you gotta ask, where's the common sense here? They're savages, said shopper Kimberly Cribbs. It's sad. It's terrible. No other word for people like that. No other word for people that just have absolutely no sense of, no common sense at all. And from what I'm hearing, they just continue to pour in, even after the guy is lying there on the ground and the cops are all around. It's all about getting the bargains. Getting the most for your buck. So, you know, you have to blame individual people for their callousness and for the mob mentality. But you also have to blame the people who create that situation in the first place to make people lust so shamelessly after just products, you know, things that they can buy any time probably, but to basically manipulate them into this this mob of greedy people. And that's exactly what you're doing when you say, oh, you can only come in the middle of the night for only a couple of hours and get this at a ridiculously low price. What do you think is going to happen? What kind of a scenario do you imagine is going to exist, especially amongst people who might be desperate to save as much money as possible? Yeah, I guess you won't find very many rich people doing this because they don't have to. But I read a story the other day where somebody was giving away, this was before Thanksgiving, they had a farm, they were giving away potatoes and I think other vegetables that they were growing for free, anybody who could come there. And they had to close the place down after an hour because something like 30,000 people showed up. So yeah, you create these situations, you will have mobs. And you make the situation unreasonable enough, the mobs will become unruly, and stories like this will become more common. Really sad. It's incredible the lessons that we have to learn. You think that we knew them already. All right. That's strike two for Long Island. Although it could have happened anywhere, I suppose. It's just especially embarrassing when it happens in your backyard. Not really the backyard. It's Nassau County. But we have our own demons here in Suffolk County. Of course, I'm talking about Patchogue. Get this. The latest incident police are calling a hate crime. This is after the murder. A group of eight youths in Patchogue shouted ethnic slurs at two Hispanic men coming out of a restaurant on East Main Street, then pushed one of them. The incident was quickly broken up when a passing Patchogue Village code enforcement officer in a marked car did a quick U-turn and pulled over. The punks ran down the street as the officer got out. Our code enforcement officer noticed it. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He calmed the situation down and notified the Suffolk County Police Department. "It's very alarming," said Patchogue Mayor Paul Pontieri, "that after the incident of 2 weeks ago, there are still people who have not gotten the message." Got to tell you, you know, it's not just about the incident that happened a couple of weeks ago. It's about society in general. How can people not have gotten the message by now anywhere in our society that racial targeting is wrong? that attacking people for any reason is wrong. But to go after people yelling racial epithets and beating people because their skin color is a certain shade different than yours, or because you perceive that they're part of something either they are or are not part of, whether it's being gay, whether it's being an immigrant, whether it's being black, whether it's being white. It's amazing people have not gotten that message. And I have to say, you have to look at the parents, you have to look at the schools, you have to look at the people that these idiots hang out with, and see where it's all being reinforced. To me, you know, it is almost more disturbing to see this kind of thing happening after this horrible tragedy, to see that there's even more people out there willing to do this. And that hostility goes straight up to the top. We were talking last week about Steve Levy, the county executive, and how he fosters this kind of hatred. And I stand by those statements, because when you instill upon people fear and hostility towards another group of people, regardless of what your motives might be, it morphs into something more ugly. It always does. It always does. Look at it through history. Look at all the different times a particular group of people, however vaguely, was blamed for something. So whether it's black people this week, or whether it's Jews, or whether it's old people, or homeless people, or people that might seem like they're from south of the border, and all of a sudden you have a target, and all of a sudden everything that goes wrong in your life is their fault. Now, yeah, there's ways of dealing with illegal immigration, but you know what? It's not the most pressing issue facing us right now. It really is not. It might seem that way. It might seem as if these people come here from all over the world and steal our jobs. It's not really what's happening. It's not really what's happening. People are taking advantage of them because they're willing to work for cut rates, and that's where the problem is. That's where this particular need is being filled in this way, and it's wrong. It's obviously wrong, but the people who get hurt by that more than anybody are the people who work for slave wages. Check this story out. A day laborer from Riverhead got a fractured nose at the hands of his boss, a contractor out in Shirley, that's out east, because he showed up late for work. That's according to Suffolk County Police. The contractor, Thomas Marr, surrendered at the 7th Precinct in Shirley Wednesday night, was charged with assault in the third degree, a misdemeanor in the Sunday incident involving the Guatemalan man. His boss assaulted him because he was late to work. Now, they're not ruling this a hate crime because he was from Guatemala. It wouldn't fit the hate crime statute, they say. It's not even close. Well, the whole hate crimes thing is foggy as it is, and I know a lot of people have problems with that terminology, and I don't disagree with that entirely. But in situations where you can only charge somebody with a hate crime or no crime at all, then I'm all in favor of it. And it just seems like too many times people would just get away with things without this. But yeah, I do understand the frustration sometimes. Obviously, most crimes contain hatred. But one thing you have to understand with situations like this, where somebody is attacked for reasons that would never, ever be tolerated amongst the citizenry here in this country, how did they get away with it? Well, because the person being attacked is afraid to go to the police. And this is something that Steve Levy bears 100% of the responsibility for, because he has attempted on numerous occasions to deputize the local police into carrying out the job of the immigration authorities. In other words, to check whether or not people involved in whatever way, whether they're suspects or victims, whether they're in this country legally. Now, what do you think that does to people who are victims of a crime? It makes them not want to report the crime. And so the crimes continue, and they grow, and people get away with this, and literally people can get away with murder. And that's where the danger is. Suffolk's Hispanic Advisory Board announced several initiatives Monday to rebuild trust between police and Hispanic communities following the November 8th killing of Marcello Lucero, though an official said County Executive Steve Levy would not commit funding to the endeavor. Rather, they're looking towards corporate support for the board's efforts to distribute flyers promoting the Suffolk Police Department policy of not asking a crime victim's immigration status and teaching officers basic Spanish phrases. And there are so many people who have problems with this, you know? So many people who say, well, why should they? Why should they do that? Why should they learn basic Spanish phrases? Well, because, you know what, a lot of people speak Spanish. And that's just the way it is. You can either ignore it or you can deal with it and try to learn something as they're trying to learn something of our culture as well. Our country is unique in that cultures merge and grow and adapt. There's nothing wrong with that. And people need to know. People need to know that they can report crimes and get the help of the police without having to worry about being deported. And for Steve Levy at this point to not want to fund that, it's shameful. Just adds to the list. Just adds to the list. And I'm being told here that it's a $5,000 annual budget. You know, he probably has that much on him. Oh, boy. So, yeah, it continues. I got to say, it's been really frustrating because there's a part of me that just wants to get a group of people and just stand vigil in Patchogue and wait for the next hate crime to occur. But, I take it that our listeners down there are doing that already, are watching out, taking care of each other, not letting this happen, not letting this tarnish the name of the town, the name of the island. But I don't know. You know, you read about this continuing to happen, and it's just shameful. All right, I'm going to go into delay now. Hopefully I won't mess it up too badly this time. And when we come back, we'll be able to take phone calls at 631-632-9872.
Hi, this is Arthur Lee of Love, and you're listening to WUSB Stony Brook.
And here we are. In delay, and wow, that worked really well, didn't it? I'm assuming I didn't mess something up because I'm talking in the past. But looks like we made it. Okay, our phone number is 631-632-9872. Before we get into phone calls, and I do want to hear from people on this view. Let's take a look at some of the feedback on the island so far. Suffolk Police, this is another story that came out. Suffolk Police are investigating the claim of an Ecuadorian man who says he was attacked in Patchogue a year ago by a group that included two of the 7 teens indicted in connection with the assault and slaying of Marcelo Lucero. He said he recognized two of his assailants from television coverage of the teens' arrests. And one of 4 witnesses to the attack said he spoke to a public safety officer afterward and was told the officer would call county police. But apparently no police report was filed. But now police have launched a probe. Well, okay, this story ran in Newsday. And, you know, I've had a pet peeve about Newsday over the last couple of years about how they basically throw open the doors to racism and ignorance and just let everybody go Usenet style on their webpage. Basically what that means is all the cranks, all the trolls, all the people who just want attention get out there, except this time it's under the name of Newsday. So it's almost like opening up the newspaper and just seeing all this idiocy being spewed forth. Let me give you some examples of what the feedback was to that story. And I'm not going to read names or locations because just take too much time. Plus, I'm not even sure how accurate it is. Looks like everybody jumping on the bandwagon. Well, I think, let me see. Oh, Charlie Brown, he's the guy who hit me. Let me see who else. You know, basically accusing these people of taking advantage of the system. Well, they're called Mexican jumping beans for a reason. Another comment, pandering to illegals will only embolden them to make more demands and take advantage of every level of our spineless government. Another comment, here we go, now they are all victims. I would like to report that there's 50 to 100 illegals hanging out at every other 7-Eleven. They are working for cash and not paying taxes. When I was a kid, if 3 white kids were hanging out in front of 7-Eleven, the cops would tell us to move along. The real racists are the Latinos who think they deserve special treatment. And what about this deal at the 5th Precinct? Are you telling me if an Irish immigrant was murdered in Patchogue because he was a drunken mick in the eyes of his attackers, we would now have an Irish cop in charge? Give me just one small break here. From White and Proud, this is only the beginning. Here's another one. There is a worldwide redistribution of wealth taking place right now. This economic crisis we are in, is not only affecting the USA, but every other wealthy country. This is now a global world with limited resources. It has been reported there are only enough resources for about 3 billion people to live the way legal Americans do, or 12 billion people can live like Mexicans. Make the choice now. Protect your culture and way of life, or redistribute the wealth so we all can live the same. If you look at the trends taking place in Europe, they are starting to take steps to curb illegal immigration and deport the offenders. Time is running out. Would you rather live like an American or a Mexican? Yeah. Next comment. Great, now all the other illegal scum is going to come out of the woodwork and say they were attacked. You know, there's pages and pages and pages of this garbage, and it's getting me sick. It really is. But that's basically the perception that is given to the world when these viewpoints. I think everybody with a brain has abandoned those forums and has no intention of aligning themselves with people in any way by even occupying the same bit of cyberspace with them. So basically it's taken over by all these racist, ignorant idiots. And then people look at that and say, that's what Long Island is. And it's not. It's not. There are so many good people here, so many decent people, so many people that realize what the true problems are. And those are the people that we have to listen to and give a voice to. And you know what? I like to see those people calling in. Maybe they don't exist. Am I wrong? Are there no people like that? I gave the phone number out. I'll give it again. Area code 631-632-9872. Give us a call, and you can go on the air and tell us your opinion. You could even disagree, and we'll listen to you. But we do want to hear from you. 631-632-9872. That is our telephone number. And, of course, you can call from out of the area as well. You can call from a foreign country. We don't discriminate here, at least not knowingly. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Port Jeff right now, actually.
Okay, that's local?
Yeah, that's as local as you can get. Or as local as News 12, however they say that. Anyhow,
yes.
I wanted to ask you a question. It sort of kind of doesn't really have anything to do with what you're talking about tonight, but I would like to get it out there, if at all possible.
Well, let's do it then.
Do you have anything against sports yourself?
Anything against sports? No, not at all. In fact, there are some sports I really get into, like the World Cup or the Baseball Classic International thing is coming up next spring. I kind of like sports when it makes you think. And a lot of sports people, wow, the information that they have in their heads is just simply unbelievable. And it's good to sort of tie it to real life, and also it's really good to exercise. So, no, I don't think I have anything against sports.
Okay, now I was just sort of kind of curious. I know whenever you mention local sports or college sports, I detect some sort of, I'm not sure how I can say it, I detect something in your voice that just tells you don't like sports or anything like
no,
that.
No, you know, I don't like anything that's that people become enslaving to, you know, basically they just focus every moment of, is that a word, enslaving? Where you just focus every moment of your day into following something and just sitting in front of a TV set all the time. That, I think, is kind of mindless. But I do respect the mental the mental facts and figures that people are able to memorize and spew out, and the fascination with watching the I guess the beauty of the sport as well, but also participation. That's very important. I just don't like and college. Okay, I have criticized college sports in the past because I just think too much attention is paid towards that at the expense of academic things. And college is, after all, where you're supposed to be learning about school type things. And sports is one thing. I just think too many universities focus primarily on the sports, and that I think is to everyone's detriment.
All right, I was just kind of curious about that. I'm glad to see that I was somewhat wrong.
Yeah, and stay tuned in 14 minutes. There's going to be a college basketball game right here on this station.
Oh, okay. All right, good deal.
All right, so thanks for calling. I'm going to put our money where our mouth is. 631-632-9872. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Yes, I just wanted to ask you a question. You're talking about the illegals here that are coming here and this kid that got stabbed out here. Now, it's wrong to kill people, but
I'm glad we agree on that.
It's not wrong to defend yourself against people that break into our country that don't belong here.
Well, when you say they break into our country, are they coming and taking
here
things?
Illegally. Illegal means against the law, and that's what they do. They come in to break the law, and they don't care that they steal out of our pockets, get welfare, and everything, use phony names and everything else like that. That's okay. It seems to be okay with all the liberals out there.
First of all, what evidence do you have that all these people are breaking in and stealing money from us and going on welfare? I mean, it sounds like just a perception used to categorize a whole lot of people.
I had to retire a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I go down to the office, the Social Security office, and I see people here that don't have any documentation, and then somebody goes up and gets paperwork filled out, and then they come back to the chairs, and they give their same paperwork to the next guy, and the next guy goes up with the same thing. He just changes the first name. He's the same last name, all the same names, numbers, and everything else like that. They try to copy your Social Security number when you're filling out your form. That ain't right.
Well, how could the system be so insecure that that kind of thing can happen just in front of people like you described?
They did that at the Deer Park Library this year when they had the passports. They're giving out the passports. They had a table set up. People were doing the same thing. When you bring it to their attention...
They're giving out passports?
Giving out the same passport that is to 10 different people with the same name and paperwork.
Well, first of all, if an illegal alien is getting a passport, doesn't that mean he wants to leave?
No, they want to be able to come in and go as they want, as they please. A passport, you can get welfare.
All right, but let me just add, do you really think that this is the most... Don't you think that that the hatred is more of a problem than people that are coming here and working for slave wages and maybe keeping some other people from working for much higher wages, which I don't think is happening?
That's not slave wages. Then when you collect welfare and everything else like that, you're talking $2,000 or $3,000 a month. That's not slave welfare.
Yeah, but you're assuming everybody's collecting welfare. I think that's an exception, not the rule.
Due to more, you got Philip Ramos over there in Suffolk County in State Assembly getting the people going. He goes down to Brentwood and gives them free tokens and everything for the buses. Why can't they pay for their own? I see veterans that don't have them.
Well, maybe he's beginning to veterans, too. Anyone who's poor should be helped out in some way. I certainly see the logic in that.
You're American. If you're here illegally, you get helped. If you're not, that's why Steve Levy's right not to give them anything and not to support them. He's 100% right because he's not breaking a law.
Yeah, but he's instilling this attitude that these people are bad, and these people are looking for something better in their lives. Do you think if you lived in a poor country, do you think you'd be trying everything you could to get to a better country to help your family?
You seem like a pretty smart guy. Can I ask you a question?
Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
People come to this country from every China, the Middle East, the European countries, Canada, and everything, Japan, all of these countries, some of them come here legally and some of them come illegal. How come the only ones that anybody in this country ever have any problems with it from Mexico or South America?
Well, if the countries that you're naming, Canada, Japan, and European countries, economically, they're obviously a lot more advanced than countries south of the border. And the fact that that Mexico is very close to our country, in fact, they border our country, makes it very easy to do this. Now, I'm not saying this is not a problem. This is a problem, but it has to be dealt with at the source of the problem, not everywhere around here. We're on Long Island, for God's sake. We're so far away from the border that if people make it all the way up here, they've obviously made it through quite a few hurdles. Now, if there's a problem, and illegal immigration is really that much of a problem, it's those hurdles that need to be looked at.
I know Mexicans from Deer Park.
Mm-hmm.
They're in this country, two of them are here with somebody else's papers, so that means they're here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's wanted in murder in his own country, but that doesn't make a difference. He was a gangbanger, and he stabbed a guy to death in Mexico, and now he's up here.
How do you know this?
I used to work with him.
Okay, and they're not looking for him. They have no interest in bringing him to justice.
Well, who the hell are you going to speak to? Nobody gives a damn.
Well, that seems hard to believe, but okay, I'll give you that. Keep going.
States.
I'm sorry?
They got a daughter in South Carolina. She's getting welfare in South Carolina and North Carolina and New York. The check comes to the house. It goes right to the bank. They divide it up. They all got brand new cars and everything. You got to work for a living, and your car breaks down. You don't have a second car. What do? You're stuck. They can go down and get another one because they got so many checks coming in. It's an extra $6,000 or $7,000 a month. If you can do it, that's the American way. They figure, well, the mafia can do it. They don't do that kind of stuff to make their money. Well, we can do it.
Well, okay. We're veering all over the place here. But let me ask you, since you brought up cars, have you been following the bailout plan for the automakers? What do you think about that?
That's wrong. The automakers are wrong. I think that they should do what they should do is if they can't make it on their own, all this money. Let me tell you something about work. I was a union guy. When you go to these jobs, these guys whine. They want $25, $50 an hour to assemble parts.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They do it in China. They moved a lot of the cars to Mexico, the companies, and now they have, according to statistics, mostly Chinese people working in Mexico, working in these places. I don't know why. But the thing is that the car dealerships, they don't make cars like they used to make them.
Well, they don't make cars that people want, it seems. They're making huge gas guzzlers when people want things that are economical.
Well, I have a car. It's a Suzuki, and it's a Grand Vitara.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty economical, to tell you the truth. It's a six-cylinder, but when you're on a highway, it's a four-cylinder. You get good mileage on a highway, and it's safe because it's extra, you know, there's extra metal in the doors and everything else like that. And people knock you because it's not American, but what car is made in America? Chevy's made in Mexico. Pontiac's made in Mexico. Fords are made in Japan and Mexico and India. I mean, nothing's made here anymore that much. There's a lot of parts that are made all over the place. I was a machinist most of me, my whole life.
And the reason these cars are made in other countries is because the labor is cheaper in those countries, and it's the same basic... I think that's a bigger problem, is companies moving, putting people out of work, going to these countries where they can get people to work for almost nothing.
That's the sad part.
Right. And I think that's where people should really be focusing their anger, on the companies here that basically turn their backs on the people who built them in the first place, and they just walk away and continue to make money, and forget about the people who got them where they were.
Well, Americans are greedy, I think, in this country. They won't.
Well, we're taught to be greedy, just like the people in Walmart. We're taught that this is the way we're supposed to behave. And, yeah, unfortunately, kids grow up that way, and they believe that that's normal, and it's not.
You know, I tell you the truth. I'm a veteran and everything. I go to VA a lot, and I see a lot of guys coming home from Iraq missing legs and arms. And they don't know what to do because they can't get jobs anywhere. Nobody will hire them. They can't get a job cutting grass because he's got prosthetic legs.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
I know. It's a tragedy, and something people should be very angry about, the fact that they went through all of this for apparently nothing.
Nope.
And it's...
You should send Cheney and Bush over there and get
thank
them
you.
A
yes.
weapon and let them go over there.
I knew we'd find something we could agree on 100%. And I want to thank you for calling and sharing your views, because we definitely have a lot to talk about.
What's your name?
Emmanuel.
Oh, my name's Steve. Nice talking to
and
you.
And where are you calling from?
Deer Park.
All right. Well, more people like you around, I know that level heads will prevail and that this kind of nonsense will stop. So hopefully people will think a bit.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. So there's a lot going on out there. I'm not going to agree with everybody on everything, but I think you can find the common ground. All right. Let's see if we can fit in one more, because we have to get out of here for the basketball game. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Wow, Eric, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yes,
I mean,
very loud here.
Starting with the immigrants, I missed half the show, I'm sorry, but I guess you're picking up, I guess I heard, I came when you were saying there are good Long Islanders, not everyone's a racist. I guess you referred to some website where there was racism or what?
I can't really go over it now, we only have about 2 minutes left, so...
So real fast.
Yeah, very, really fast.
Okay. When you mentioned the bail of the auto workers thing, I mean, that's $25 billion. It's the $4.4 trillion to bail out the. What about the $4.4 trillion to bailing out the white collar? What do you want to call them? I mean,
Who's bailing out the blue collar workers? Who's bailing out the people that are losing their homes? Those are the people who need bailing out, not the millionaires.
No. If we're objecting to, we're objecting to bail, I'm saying, okay. The issue of corporations going to other countries for cheaper wages, right? So the union struggle is then a worldwide struggle in that sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, the hatred of the immigrant, that the racism has been taught. I mean, people have been. I don't know how to say it, man. You were trying to give us information that you thought was the correct information. If this other person had their beliefs, that Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh drill into their heads on a day in and day out basis, the truth no longer can even be told because of the hate right wing radio that fills people's heads with ways to think. How's that, Eric?
Well, you have to counter it with other ideas, other thoughts, and hopefully that you can actually have an intelligent discussion. Unfortunately, we can't have an intelligent discussion now because we're out of time. And I'm sorry, I wish we could go the whole hour, but we will next week. Next week we do have a whole hour. This week, though, we have basketball coming up in about 4 minutes, so stay tuned for that. And write to us, please, otw@2600.com. In the meantime, please try and stay positive. I want to go out with a nice chipper song so that people can be whistling a happy tune in the week ahead. We'll see you in another week. For Off the Wall, it's Emmanuel Goldstein. Have a good night. Be happy.
Do but cry. There's nothing left.